96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau on Tuesday to discuss affordability issues with local leaders, Isabella Nieto reports.
The roundtable at the Neighbor's Place included their director, Donna Ambrose, along with Bea Herr, the executive director of the Hmong American Center, Marathon County Supervisor Ann Lemmer, and others. They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
We had a great conversation with several people that are really important to the Wausau area. And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about childcare. We talked about healthcare and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
If there's some things we can do in the various areas, we'll be looking forward to doing that. We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should.
Chippewa Valley business owners and community leaders are preparing for the 32nd annual Chippewa Valley Rally event this month. James Kelly explains.
Each year, Chambers of Commerce officials from Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee organize teams to travel to Madison and meet with state lawmakers. Scott Rogers is the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and explained the goal of the annual event.
The Chippewa Valley Rally is a trip to Madison to talk about economic issues with our lawmakers and other policymakers that's been put on now for 32 years by the Chambers of Commerce in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Eau Claire. And what we do is we bring about 100 to 120 business and community leaders to Madison, visit with legislative offices, and talk about the economic issues in state government that affect the economy in our area.
Rogers also highlighted some pending legislation that would specifically address issues facing the Chippewa Valley, like healthcare access and a shortage of affordable housing.
One of the unusual things about this year is even though the legislature is getting close to adjournment, there are a lot of bills in a few key areas that are still pending, including several that would help improve housing supply and affordability, some bills that relate to EMS services and making hospital beds available.
The Chippewa Valley Rally will take place on Thursday, February 19th. Local residents interested in attending can register online with a $99 fee until Wednesday or a $110 fee after Wednesday. For an additional $35 fee, they can also take a round-trip charter bus to Madison and back for the one-day event.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents to look out for changes to their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. James Kelly has more.
Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, new work requirements for SNAP benefits will soon go into effect. The changes require SNAP recipients to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. Critics of the requirements say they add new barriers for SNAP recipients to navigate, which could cause them to lose the benefits they depend on because of confusing paperwork or other extenuating circumstances. DHS officials say the new requirements will be implemented on a rolling basis, and SNAP recipients will notice the changes the next time they renew their benefits. The changes will also force states to pay a higher portion of the administrative costs for SNAP benefits based on their fraud error rate. Wisconsin has one of the lowest error rates in the country.
State lawmakers have introduced new legislation aiming to clarify some legal differences between humans and artificial intelligence. The proposed bill received consideration at a public hearing last Wednesday. If passed into law, it would ban artificial intelligence from owning property, getting married, or running a corporation. It also states that artificial intelligence cannot be held liable in court. Lawmakers say the legislation is meant to add regulatory guardrails and legally clarify that AI is not human. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and its counterpart in Green Bay last year. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans struggling with homelessness in the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In Western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat, now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. No one knows the outdoors like deer hunters, and the DNR wants to hear from them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking for thoughts on how to manage the state's deer herd for 2026. The agency says public feedback helps guide decisions on harvest limits and other key hunting rules. Citizen councils in each region will review herd numbers and take comments. You can weigh in online through today or at public meetings later this month. The final plan goes to the Natural Resources Board in June. A $600,000 grant will help statewide student mental health services. The program currently serves 21 districts and about 148,000 students. The funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The search is on for a new Bucks coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks looking for a new head coach, Doc Rivers, on stepping down after 2.5 years.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it. We want it out pretty quick. I just don't want it. I want them to do it. It's better. But I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers could return as a consultant, something he was doing for the team before being hired as head coach. The Bucks losing in Philly last night, 126-106. They finished the season with just 32 wins and 50 losses. In Madison, Chris McIntosh leaving as athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers. A report says he'll be accepting a job with the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh was the AD the past 5 years. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after losing to the Nationals 8-6. The crew have now lost 5 in a row.
It's part of a major league season and you just go through it. We expect a lot and we've put ourselves in that position.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms here today. Our high right around 67 this afternoon. More thunderstorms tonight. Low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow showers with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.